Norris in there?
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a radio message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on the internet, coast to coast in the U.S. and around the world, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Tackling the issues that the Conan O'Briens of this world are just too damn scared to touch.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
And now, here's your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins.
Here it is, Wednesday. Another edition of That's the Way It Is Radio with your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. In here in the house, crew is all up with me. We're all geeked up. Norris J. over there on the board sending a shout-out to him. That's my son. He's been holding things down. He's got some good music. He's going to be spinning for us tonight. Also, number one producer, Jules, is going to be in the house telling you some great health tips. She's been doing that all year long. We're going to continue doing that. And right now, today's show, act like a man, but think like a woman. Fellas, this show is for you. Think about it like this. Women always seem to be in touch with what's on the minds of their man. I don't care. They know. How many men even know their women's social security number? The ratio of man to woman, there are more women that knows the social security number of their man than the man that knows the social security of their woman. Basically, all I'm saying is that, fellas, get to know your woman. Really know what's going on in her mind. I think you'll be shocked. This show, Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman, is all about that. We going deep today. But, fortunately, I have a man who was scheduled to be on the show. He's a little afraid of the topic. Kind of stepped back a little bit. It's very touchy. I mean, you know, we try and talk about it being a man world and all of that. We really don't know. But anyway, don't go away. We're going to be back. We're going to cover it like we can. Our number to dial, if you want to call in, number is 714-464-4848. That's 714-464-4848. Let's go on to it. Is it a man's world? James Brown said it is. But it wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for a woman.
Man make them toys. And after man make everything.
not a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost and bitterness.
Bobby Valentino, you know how we do. It's another one.
I saw you walking down on
I just wanna kiss you, I just wanna, but don't turn around, 'cause it's a pretty round thing. Today's show is sponsored by Tada Travel. That's TadaTravel.com. TadaTravel.com. Visit TadaTravel.com for upcoming trips and events, including The Mountaintop on Broadway, January 4th, starring Angela Bassett and Samuel L. Jackson. Then it's to Broadway again on Wednesday, April 25th, to see The Gershwin's Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, with dining experiences at the Red Rooster and the Mealy's Restaurant, respectively. Also visit TadaTravel.com for details on a 5-day, 4-night trip to the Gullah Festival, South Carolina, highlighting tours in Charleston, Beaufort, Hilton Head, as well as Savannah, Georgia. Then join line dance enthusiasts with Tada Travel for a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive trip to the annual line dance convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Travel with Tada Travel for a full foliage trip to New England, including Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Foxwoods, Connecticut, for a 5-day, 4-night excursion. And finally, for 2012, join Tada Travel for Mediterranean cruise to the beautiful Greek Isles, including Ephesus, Venice, Italy, and Turkey. This all-inclusive package includes round-trip airframe plane fare, the cruise itself with all food and entertainment included, taxes, port charges, fuel surcharge, as well as round-trip charter transportation to BWI Airport, all for only $21.95. Yes. Visit TadaTravel.com today. Click specials to make your secure online PayPal purchase. That's Tada, T-A-D-A, Travel.com. Just remember, Terry Allen and Dale Allen, Tada Travel at TadaTravel.com. When you want to go, just let us know. Tada!
That's right. That's Tada Travel. You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. This edition we're talking about, Act Like a Mad Thing, Like a Woman. We got a special guest did call in. Let us know that he's going to be calling back in, so we're going to have him in for the second half of the show. Great special guest as we cover on this topic here. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be really, really, really hot here. In Washington, D.C. here today, I mean, we got some beautiful weather going. Skies are good, 67 degrees, which I'm liking. It's springtime. Feels like it's here. I've really been enjoying this winter in the Washington, D.C. area. I was just telling someone, you know, I mean, I came out of Miami back here maybe about a year ago or something like that. But anyway, last year, I mean, winter was real cold. It was real bad. But, you know, this year right here, it's, you know, it's so much better. You know, it was cold. And then the year before that, I was in Miami for that winter, and I think you guys had some serious snow going on here. I mean, like, I felt real bad talking to friends back over here on the East Coast because they were telling me how they were snowed in, and I was sitting over by the poolside just chilling. Wasn't even kept my mouth shut. Wasn't even saying I was in shorts or whatever, but kept my mouth shut. And then, you know, when I did come back here, the winter that came, no snow. It did snow, but it wasn't bad like you guys had it the year before. But being here now for my second winter, I'm really enjoying this. Really enjoying this. It's kind of nice, you know. A lot of nice things going on, too. A lot of good things that are going on. We're going to be, like I said, Jules is going to be coming up a little bit later on in the show. She's going to be talking about some wonderful health tips for you guys. She's also doing some great things in the Washington, D.C. area. I think she's got about 2 movies up under her belt, and right now in the midst of doing 2 or 3 plays or something like that. Yours truly finally just landed himself a nice little gig directing a play. It's going to be coming out in April. It's going to be real, real, real nice. Got some other big things going on. So, hey, that's the way it is. That's how we do it here, you know. We just keep it going, keep it moving, just like that. Listen, we're going to go through one more song. They're going to be coming back a little bit later, hearing from Jules, and we got our special guest that's going to be coming on in the second half. So don't go away. Stick on with us. Let's go and check out some Fabulous. Let's see what he's got to say, because he's so into you. Is that all true? Is he into you? Are you into him?
I think you're truly some special. Just what my dreams are really made of. I mention my baby girl in the interviews now, and I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. Don't you think about lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave shopping sprees and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned with other men with you now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you.
Valentino, Slow Down. Man, that's right. It's another Wednesday. You're in tune to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm telling you, man, it was one heck of a day today here. Earlier today, I did this program with Park and Planning. They were doing a Black History Month program. I'm telling you, man, there was some great talent in there today. I'm talking about we had Martin Luther King up in the house. I mean, the man did a great speech. Avery Lanier. Y'all got to check this brother out. Fabulous actor came up there and did something on Martin Luther King. He threw down. Then we also had this operatic singer, Pamela Simonson. I mean, she was just awesome. I mean, she tore the house up. And there's a few more. We had another gentleman playing the piano. I can't remember this young man's name, but, I mean, he was awesome. Did some Joe Joplin and he just played awesome on the piano. And there were several other talents there. And believe it or not, even I got up there. I did James Brown, which was a little shock. I mean, I really worked out today. I'm going to tell you, I worked out. It wore me down. I haven't worked that hard in such a long time. After that show, man, I had to come and lay down. I just realized something. I said, you know, after doing them splits, a few slides, falling down on the knees, begging, please, please. I was exhausted. But more so, it was the getting there. I was a job to get there to do this gig today. I'm telling you, man, I got all the way there for sound check, and I forgot my music. Had to come all the way back home. Didn't tell the director and the stage director what was going on. Just say I didn't have sound check. Went in there and did it, but I did everything. Got back there on time, man. Get up there on stage, do my thing. But it was a wonderful program. It was a wonderful Black History program today. Terry, she did a great job. Terry Allen did a great job in putting that entertainment piece together. I want to tell you, so I was very honored to be there, man. I'd like to do some more stuff like that, actually. You know, it really, really, really got me turned on and doing some things. Hey, y'all, it's that time. Let's go on over here and take a check out with my girl. Number one producer. See what's going on in the health tip. Jules, what's the health tip of the day?
Hey, NDW, and hey, all you listeners out there. Today, I'm going to be talking about home remedies for headaches and migraines. I know you guys are talking about what's in the mind, well, thinking like a woman and trying to get up in the minds of women, but as far as health goes, I know we all get sometimes here and there get a headache or a migraine due to the stresses of what's going on in the world today. So the next time you are suffering from a painful headache or migraine, try some of these methods to determine which works best for you. Now, the following is just an easy place to start. Now, you can apply a cool, wet clay to the forehead. Let it dry and wash it away with a damp cloth. You can also try on an empty stomach, increasing circulation to the vessels by standing on your head. Also, you can sit quietly in a darkened room, concentrating on deep breathing until toxins are expelled and tension is released. And then you can, for sinus headaches, you can try boiling a cup of vinegar, placing a towel over your head, and breathing the fumes to open your air passages. Now, I know some of these are quite interesting, and you know, I personally, I wouldn't stand on my head, no matter how much circulation I want to get into my vessels. But these are natural, and they work. So if any of those seem interesting to you, I would suggest that you try them out. Now, I got all this information from this website that I told you last week, called www.tryayurveda.com, and that's spelled TryAyurveda.com. And you can go and find this article, which is again titled Home Remedies for Headaches and Migraines, and there it'll be more detailed information about oral solutions for headache relief, traditional nose sprays, and also external herbal massages for also for headache relief, relief and migraine relief. But that'll be all for my segment for this week. Tune in next week so you can continue to get this good health tip. And I'm going to turn this on over to you, NDW.
You know, I'm sitting up in here. I'm about to knock myself out because I've had a headache today. Got me when I heard you talking about standing on your head. I'm over here trying to stand on my head and about to knock myself out, girl. Do you hear all that thumping noise going on? You know, when you got a headache, you want to try anything. You know, you just want to get rid of it. You know what I mean? It's like, don't speak to me. Shh, quiet. I don't want to think, you know. Like, I had a serious migraine. But that's a good little tip there, Jules.
Yeah, well, NDW, I think you just need to take a nap. I think that's what you need for tonight, just a nap. Some good sleep.
I don't know. You know, I'll tell you, good sleep, that definitely works for me. I need some good sleep. I need good sleep. That's right. Stop thinking so much. And that's what I'm going to do. But I ain't going to try standing on my head no more.
Okay, please don't do that. I don't want to call 911 for you.
right, we're moving into the half hour there after 8. You're in tune to That's The Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Like I said, we got a special guest that's going to be coming up on the second half of the show. Act like a man, think like a woman. Wow, that's right. You know, funny thing about it is my guest coming on because we were having a conversation. And the thing was, it's like everything that is happening in the world right now is being marketed towards women. Is it because they are more gullible to things? They're marketing things. They say even the churches are marketing to women. So how does a fella combat with that and get into the mind of his woman when she has so many influences around her? Well, you don't want to go away because I've got my special guest coming up on the second half. We're going to be really getting into this thing. We're going to get deep and heavy here on That's The Way It Is Radio right now. But when you stand up and act like a man, you might not have nobody. Keith Sweat. Let's go to Keith Sweat. Nobody, nor Jay, do you think?
You need. these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over.
Say Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these. Took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves wrong. Oh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together. All the time, ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime, and I never thought that we was gonna see each other,
see each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south, ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me,
girl for me.
See, it's very divine, yeah.
Today's show is sponsored by Tada Travel. That's TadaTravel.com. TadaTravel.com. Visit TadaTravel.com for upcoming trips and events, including The Mountaintop on Broadway, January 4th, starring Angela Bassett and Samuel L. Jackson. Then it's to Broadway again on Wednesday, April 25th, to see The Gershwin's Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, with dining experiences at the Red Rooster and the Mealy's Restaurant, respectively. Also visit TaDaTravel.com for details on a 5-day, 4-night trip to the Gullah Festival, South Carolina, highlighting tours in Charleston, Beaufort, Hilton Head, as well as Savannah, Georgia. Then join line dance enthusiasts with TaDa Travel for a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive trip to the annual line dance convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Travel with TaDa Travel for a full foliage trip to New England, including Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Foxwoods, Connecticut, for a 5-day, 4-night excursion. And finally, for 2012, join TaDa Travel for Mediterranean cruise to the beautiful Greek Isles, including Ephesus, Venice, Italy, and Turkey. This all-inclusive package includes round-trip airframe plane fare, the cruise itself with all food and entertainment included, taxes, port charges, fuel surcharge, as well as round-trip charter transportation to BWI Airport, all for only $21.95. Yes, visit TaDaTravel.com today. Click specials to make your secure online PayPal purchase. That's TaDa, T-A-D-A, travel.com. Just remember, Terry Allen and Dale Allen, TaDa Travel at TaDaTravel.com. When you want to go, just let us know. TaDa!
TaDa Travel, that's right. Today's show is sponsored by TaDa Travel. You're just listening to Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girl. Prior to that was Keith Sweat, Nobody. You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. And today's show, simply talking about act like a woman, act like a man, think like a woman. That's right. This is all you fellas out there. Just really got to think about being the minds of your woman. Think about what she, think about what's in her mind. Try to find out what's in her mind and what she thinks about. You might be surprised and shocked. Many of us, you know, and if you really think about it, look at all of the distractions and all the things that men, us men have to deal with that our women are being distracted by. Television. You're looking at our women. They're watching television. When they're watching television, they've got these different products being marketed to them. You know, all of these different products being marketed to them, not so much to the man, but more so to the woman, because she is the biggest consumer. And ladies, you might hate me, but yes, more gullible. You all are more gullible. You're acceptable to want to hear the lie more so than the truth. Although you might say different, think about it. How many of you ladies out there have gotten yourself involved with a relationship? In your feelings, you know that he's lying. You know that he's a player. You know this man ain't ready to be with just you. But what do? You simply fall for the line. You fall. You ain't falling for it, but you play victim towards the end. But you know what I'm saying? You live it in a fantasy world. You don't deal with the reality as the reality is. So therefore, it makes you very much so, shall I say, it makes you very much good for marketing material ads. So it's good for that. Hey, I've got a producer that's a marketing major. Okay, she's here, marketing major. I'm going to bring you in on this, Jules, because I want to ask your take on this from a marketing standpoint. Look at all of these companies. When you're watching television, I mean, a large number and a high percentage of what you're watching on television is it or is it not marketed towards women?
I'm going to have to say, Nort, yeah, it is marketed towards women. I mean, who do you see sitting in front of the, who do you see or hear sitting in front of the TV all day watching QVC, the home shopping network, is women. It's either older women or women just in general. They're the ones who go out and buy the first thing that they see on TV, they buy that, or they're the ones who constantly are ordering things online. They're the ones who are always shopping. You will see women in stores more than you will see men in stores.
And not just the shopping aspects that I'm talking about, just shopping and being marketed. It's what they're watching on television. I mean that Lifetime channel for women, you know. I mean, and they never have no good endings for men at all.
No, it doesn't.
You know, You got the Mari Povich show. You got all of these different shows. And the women sitting up here watching this. All of these shows and you know, these Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives of D.C., which is a show nobody really wants. All of this stuff. If a real man is out there trying to have a good relationship with a with his woman, it's very difficult when he's got to combat all of these influences and these marketing tactics with these things that are getting in her mind. 714-464-4848. That's my number here. 714-464-4848. Oh, ladies, I challenge you on this one. I know my ladies out there listening. A lot of my listeners, the funny thing about it, I'm going to talk to you. That's right. Those of you that talks to me a little bit later say, I've been listening to the show. Then you come back and you tell me every show that you've heard. And I'm like, well, why didn't you call in? Why didn't you make a comment? Why didn't you say something? Well, now here's your chance. I'm calling you out. The number is 714-464-4848. Call me tonight on the air. Don't talk to me tomorrow. Don't talk to me the next day. Don't call me on my personal line simply telling me about the show and everything. Don't hit me up on my emails. Don't do that. Don't send no messages through my cousins. Call me. 714-464-4848. Call me tonight. Let's go ahead and talk about this because it's all about, hey, act like a man, think like a woman. Now think about this. Fellas, you may not be favorable because the true fact is we have to be right ourselves as men so that we can give proper guidance to the woman. Yeah, that's right. That requires the man to be of a certain caliber within himself, comfortable, close, spiritually, you know? But at the same token, that's what I'm talking about, acting like a man, not giving in. You heard the Sean Kingston song he was talking in there about beautiful women, you know, breaking his heart and make you want to go suicidal, all this stuff. Well, look at the fellas. Is acting like a man giving in to the will of your woman? Is that acting like a man? No, you got to stand back. Men, we have to be rational in our thinking. We're logical thinkers. And that's what we have to do. You have to sometimes stand up and not be so favorable. I know most men, and they may not say it, but we go out here, we work, we get a good job. We do things to impress the women because they are marketable. They are impressionable. So we do these things to impress you, make you think, oh, he's such a nice guy. Well, he's a nice guy as long as he's listening to you. But let's say he stands up and be a man and say, you know what, I got my own morals, I got my own standards, I got my own belief, and I'm comfortable within my skin, and I'm going in with God, and I'm going to look and I'm going to say, hey, you know what, this lady, you're a very nice lady, but when I pick and choose you, I want to pick and choose a true wife. He didn't just say a wife. He said a true wife. That means someone that's on the same, got the same path idea that he is. Same frequency. Yeah, same frequency. Dude, I know I'm taking up on that, but I just want you to take on that marketing. I mean,
Well, Norris, NDW, sorry. I want to say, because I know as far as women, I mean, some of us women, we can be gullible. I must say there's been times in my life where I have been gullible. I have to admit that. But when with the title, Act Like a Man and Think Like a Woman, what I take from that topic is that, yes, you men should act like men, but also with being that and acting like a man, to also, when you're in a relationship, to think like a woman as in the aspect of understanding her and understanding her way of thinking and why, if you guys are in a disagreement on something, why she might be thinking a certain way. And in that aspect, you can, as a man, find the right solution as far as the right resolution in fixing that disagreement that you guys are having. I mean, do you get what I'm coming from, NDW?
I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying, but there's a part to that where it goes, that woman has to come and be truthful. That means that she's got to share her thoughts. And you don't always get her full mind thought. She'll share with you what she wants to. Now, men, they're like open books. That's why they're so predictable to women. But women are not predictable to men because men are not probing into their minds enough to understand or even go beyond or reading between the lines when it comes to
Well, you know what, NDW, I'm going to have to disagree with that because it depends. With that saying, as far as men being more open to women, it all depends on the individuals themselves because there can be some men that are open and there's others that are not, and the women have to keep constantly questioning them to get to see where they're at in life or whatever they're, you know, doing or thinking. And then that goes the same.
That right there.
That goes with men and with women as well. What some women, you know, they are like open books and just say everything, and then some women, they are not. And then some of us, the men and women that are not as open, that are not open books, you know, they'll have to learn when they find that right person, they have to learn to open themselves up for that relationship, to have a good relationship.
Well again, it's just boiled down to men are just terrible liars. Women are better at it than men. They're just better at it than men. A woman is more likely to know when her man is cheating more so than a man to know when his woman is cheating. That's if he's not into her the way most women are into guys. You look at their patterns, and most guys aren't looking at their woman's pattern that deep. They're not really, really that into them like that. Well, they just don't know, haven't been taught to be. One thing my mother, I'm going to tell you something about my mother. My mother was one thing that I've noticed in observing with my mom is my mom was very honest to know and say, like, boy, you can't trust a woman. Because she knew. And that was something. Now, that doesn't mean for me to go, I can't trust a woman, so I'm going to hate you all. No, I'm going to love you. I love you. I love women. But I understand it is what it is. That's the understanding that I have with it. So I wasn't, when she was telling me that, I didn't take it in a form to becoming hate. I took it in a form of I'm loving you, but I also had to learn how to love her and what they expect to know that, you know, if I ask you this, I may not get the correct or I may not get the full answer. You know, I may get a roundabout answer. I may not get it directly because, you know, for some reason or another, she will justify in her mind that I don't need to give him the full answer. That's where we go because we began to, I noticed that even in my relationships, women, the women that I've met, they justify things in their mind to make it right, even if it's wrong.
Well,
that's just my observation.
Well, NGW, me being as a woman, I'm kind of interested to know what would your suggestions be towards men as far as them thinking like a woman. I'm really interested in trying to figure out what your suggestions
are. My thing is to men is don't be afraid to be unpopular. Don't say the things that makes you popular. Say the things that you really feel that are right, and don't try and say the things that you think she wants to hear. You know, don't always be simply. Here's a good rule of thumb, fellas. If we do like Adam should have done, stay in line with God for one, and please Him, not that woman. Please God first. Because God made the woman for the man. So he stays in line with God. And if that man is in line with God, and he's staying in that line, then that woman, even Eve, look at this. She had everything that any woman could ever want. And I know for a fact she had a good man. But she gave that all up for an apple. You know? So even a woman that has everything and it's all good, there's this, she wanted more. She wanted to be like God. If Adam knew this from the beginning, if Adam knew what was in her mind that she had, because she just didn't just have that, it had to be in her already to want to be like God. But she started dealing with the little serpent there, with the devil. And if Adam was on top of his job, he would, I don't want you talking to him. Don't be talking to that devil. Step away. If he was on his job. That's what I mean. So she may have been upset with him, you know, hey, well, how, who are you going to tell me who to talk to? Why are you going, no, you're my woman. I don't want you talking to him. Stand off. Just step off. Because he meant no good to the relationship. He was no good for the relationship. So, you know, that's just my thought, you know. That's just my thought on it. That's it. Hey, I'm wondering, do we have our guest? Okay. All right, I just got a cue. He's not on yet. But topic here. I had a great guest coming on. Act like a man. Think like a woman. Again, fellas, I'm just saying, don't try and do the popular thing. Just do the right thing. That's all. You know, and speak out. Don't always be trying to please her. But please God first. You know, and then when you sit back and you look into the Bible, you see God ain't always pleasing a woman. Let's go and check out something else right here. That's the way it is, radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. 714-464-4848. That's our number, 714-464-4848. Let's go check out something. Hey, because I'm all good. Don't worry about it. I'm good. This is Clips. Featuring.
Got the charm like it's mini-made, yeah. And I'm looking good, yeah. And I'm feeling
clips featuring Pharrell, I'm Good. That's right. This show has been about, we're talking about act like a man, think like a woman. Fortunately, we haven't had our special guest call back in. I don't understand what that's all about, but we may have to come back again with this show a little bit later on. In the future, we'll try and reschedule this again later on. But, you know, like I was saying, just before we went to that music break there, fellas, you know, just don't try and do the popular thing, because sometimes, you know, you got to stay on the path and be right. And sometimes, if you just remember the stories within the Bible, and I think this was, we were just Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, don't quote me on the fact of the name, but as I remember the story to be, he was told to flee the city with his family. And he says, and God told him, flee the city with your family. Get on up out of there and don't look back, because if you do, you'll be turned into a pillar of stone. And so he started heading on out, and he took his family with him. God spared him before he started destroying the city. So they were heading out, going on, traveling on up to the mountains, and all of a sudden listening to all the voices and the noises in the background. The woman got emotional. And what did she do? She turned right back around and looked. And looked and was told and instructed not to do that. But she got emotional, caught up listening to the voices, probably heard stuff like, oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's hearing voices that she knew, and just couldn't get it together. You know what I mean? Turned back, and what happened? She joined the rest of the pack back there. She turned to a pillar of salt, and that man had to keep on going. So I'm just saying, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've got to just stand. You got to just stand and keep moving. It's not always about making a popular decision, but looking at and saying and understand that your woman is an emotional person. They're emotional. They're made like that. We're not. So we can't get caught up into their emotional ways. And you have to stand up and just say, hey. And in today's society, it doesn't even teach that with a woman, because it teaches, hey, your woman, she may make more money than you. So here you got women acting like a man and thinking like a man. It's true. And I don't mean acting like a man being dykish. It's just like acting like a man, just taking charge. Just taking, she doesn't have to be that way. Women, you don't have to. That's where the man comes in at. And it's not about who makes more money. That is societal, and that's the devil's way of making you think. You've got to be spiritually connected. And when you're within the spirit, it ain't about money. It ain't about status. It ain't about none of that. It comes down with what is God. God is love. Love is God. And when you find someone and you're in love with them, those things don't matter. And you will keep it in the order in which it's supposed to be. Those are my comments for this show, That's the Way It Is Radio. Those of you out there listening, I thank you for tuning in to us this week. And That's the Way It Is Radio. I want to thank my crew out there, Norjay. Thank you, Jules. Thank you all for being a part of the show each and every week, coming in with your commentating and putting in all of your talents and skills into the show, making it what it is. Again, my name is Norris, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. You've been in tune to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm going to send you out like this here. Let me just say this right here. Ladies, just let somebody love you the right way. We're going to take it on out. This is Mario. Let me love you.
Damn, baby, I just don't understand what went wrong. I gave you my heart, I gave you my soul, I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting home in your mama's living room, your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back then we were in school, and that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool, and I came out I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. Here's my wish list. I would create a heart changer. Don't take your lamp and leave.
if it's the only way I can get you right back in. If soul's in searching, I'll go. Then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling. It's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I will create a heart-changing love. I'll take your disbelief over with us.
We